Hey guys, well, good morning and welcome to Jehovah Shalom. Welcome to Jehovah Our Peace. A lot of us know the name Shalom. Maybe you have Jewish friends and they greet one another with Shalom. Maybe you've been to Israel and you've heard that greeting over and over. But today I want to share with you the Hebrew name Jehovah Shalom. And it's only found one time in the Bible, and it's in the book of Judges. You know, a lot of us know the story of Gideon, and that is actually about where we find the story today. But I want to give you a little background first before we move into our God, the God of peace. The Midianites had really taken Israel captive, and Israel was hiding. They were hiding in caves, and they were hiding in the mountains, and they were so afraid of the Midianites. And the Midianites had come with force, and they were actually hiding for 7 years in these caves. And they cried out to God, God, we need you. Now, if you've noticed in our time together through all of these passages as we're making our way through the Old Testament, there's a pattern. There's a pattern of Israel pursuing God and having God's blessings and God's favor and God's goodness, and they're walking with God. But then something happens and they turn from God, and maybe it's self-righteousness, maybe it's pride, maybe it's sin or arrogance, but they turn away from God and the enemies come and take them captive. And really our life is no different. There are seasons in our life that we walk with God and we're pressing into God and we just see God's favor all over us. And then for whatever reason, maybe we get filled with pride or maybe busyness, or we just forget God, and before long, we might find ourselves in discouragement or despair, and we've turned from God and we're crying out to God. And that's a pretty normal pattern of humanity. But really what we want to teach you to do is, how do I stay consistent in my walk with God? How do I walk with God and pray with God and talk with God and go deeper with God and not have the highs be so high and the lows be so low? How do I have a little more stability? And that's who our God, Jehovah Shalom, is. He is our peace. And that's where we find Gideon today. Gideon's hiding in this cave, and the Bible tells us that an angel comes to Gideon and he calls him, "Oh, mighty warrior." Now, just picture this scene, would you? Gideon is hiding out in a cave. He's afraid, and the angel of the Lord comes and looks at him and says, "Oh, mighty warrior." You know, I believe that's how God sees us. God sees us as mighty warriors, even when we're hiding in caves. And God wanted Gideon to see the power and the potential. And it was really interesting. I wrote it in the margin of my Bible because so often we read the Bible and we see verses and we read right over it and we don't catch it. But do you realize how Gideon responds to the angel of the Lord? He says, "My clan is the least of all of Manasseh. I am the least favored. I am from the tribe of Manasseh. I'm of the 12 tribes, and my tribe is seen as the lowest and the least." And then he goes on and he says, "And I am the least in my family. Why have you chosen me? Why would you call me mighty warrior?" And I love how the Bible is so personal and so powerful that it tells us here is Gideon, someone who sees him as the lowest one on the totem pole. He sees himself as nothing. And yet the angel of the God calls him, "Oh, mighty warrior." And I don't know what you're feeling today or what you're thinking. If you've stumbled upon this video and you're feeling less than, you're feeling that you're not important, I want you to know that God is calling you Gideon today. God is telling you he is Jehovah Shalom. He is your peace. Matter of fact, our verse for today is, so Gideon, this is after the angel comes to him. He says he built an altar to the Lord, and there he called it, "The Lord is peace, Jehovah Shalom." And to this day, it stands. You guys, I want you to understand Jehovah is your shalom. Jehovah is your peace. Now, let me just take a moment and get real personal with you. At the time of recording these videos, we are in the middle of a pandemic. It's 2022. We have been in a pandemic crisis, crazy mode with COVID and all the variants since 2019. We're approaching 2 years, and there's just been a lot of chaos. I'm sure these videos will go on for years to come, and we'll look back and we'll wonder why we were so fearful. But the enemy has brought fear over our society, over our culture, over our country, literally over the world. But Jehovah Shalom wants you to understand the peace that surpasseth all of our comprehension. God tells us he is our peace. And although we mentioned that shalom can be a greeting of peace, this is the only time it was ever mentioned in the Bible. And this is when Gideon called out to Jehovah Shalom. So as you read through today, I want you to understand that there is anointing, there is favor, there is goodness and grace that comes with Jehovah Shalom. So read through our passage today and take some time to read all through the passage in Judges 6 and look at Gideon and how God uses this warrior. It's interesting, most of us know the story of the fleece. Do you remember when Gideon came and he asked for a fleece? Well, prior to that, he actually asked the angel of the Lord, "Show me that you really are who you say you are. Prove it to me." And there was a sacrifice on the altar, and the angel came through, and he licked up the sacrifice, and Gideon knew that it truly was God. He asked for a sign, and God gave him a sign. And then later in the chapter, once again, he asked for a fleece. He asked for a sign. So that shows you a little of the temperament of Gideon, the gentleman we're talking about today in the Bible, the personality we're talking about. But he is the one that God came to and said, "I am Jehovah Shalom. I am your peace." Today's fasting focus is a story that a lot of us know, and I want you to look at it. Today we're fasting for peace, and that's our Jehovah Shalom. But this story is one that was not very peaceful. If you know the story of King David, this is when David is on the throne. He's powerful. People love him. He's the greatest king of Israel at this time. And to be honest, David had become very boastful, full of pride and arrogance, and he had won the battles, and the people loved him. But he was at a weak moment. And that's where a lot of us are sometimes even in our fasting. We're at a very, very, he was at a very tender time in his heart, a very prideful time in his heart, probably even a sinful time in his heart. And this is a story of David and Bathsheba. And Bathsheba was a woman who was married to another man. His name was Uriah. And David had sent this man out to battle. He had sent Bathsheba's husband to the front lines of war. And her husband was killed. And David was actually married to someone else, but his eyes fell upon this beautiful woman named Bathsheba. She actually had been sunbathing, and he was out really looking over the kingdom, and his eyes fell upon this beautiful woman. Now stay with me, because remember, when you're in a sensual and you're in a tender, maybe a vulnerable moment, the enemy wants to come and bring temptation to you. And that's exactly what he did with King David. He brought temptation. And although David could have said no to the temptation, he gave in to the temptation. He gave way to the temptation. And he laid with Bathsheba, and she became pregnant. And she gave birth to a son, King David's son. But at birth, this baby died. And David was so broken. He knew his sin. He confessed his sin. He had no right to be with another man's wife. And this child died. And this is where we find our passage for today for fasting, because the Bible tells us that David pleaded his cause for the child, and he fasted, and he laid all night on the ground. He was sick. This was before the boy died, and he was sick, and they didn't know if he was going to live. And the Bible says that David came before God, and he fasted, and he begged, and he prayed that God would give his boy life. But that would not be the case. The boy died. And the Bible tells us that David heard that the boy had died. And he got up and he went and he washed his face and he washed his hands. He changed his clothes and then he sat down to eat. You see, the mourning was a time that he was asking God to heal his son. And he fasted for that. He prayed for that. But that would not be the case. The boy did indeed die. And today's fasting is one that often we are in the middle of asking God to do something, either supernatural, through a healing, we're hoping for something, we're believing God. But the story was not over for David, because we know the beautiful ending of the story was that David married Bathsheba. And out of Bathsheba's womb came a beautiful boy named Solomon, and he was the next king of Israel. And God restored all the years, all the brokenness, all the sin of David. You see, we do fall. We do sin. We do make mistakes. We fast, we believe, we pray. God anoints us. He loves us. He forgives us. And then he gives us purpose again. And that's exactly what happened here. This prayer for fasting was one that David was asking for God to do something new. And we find peace. We find a beautiful shalom that comes from God. So what I want to say to you today, whatever your past looks like, whatever mistakes you have made, that's where David found himself. But Jehovah's shalom came in a tenderness and a peace. So as you press into that peace today and you understand that maybe you're walking with regret, maybe you're walking with guilt, maybe you're walking with mistakes, just like King David, God wants to be your Jehovah shalom. Make sure as you turn the page, you walk through those discussion questions, because once again, remember, all of these questions were written for each name of God and each fasting passage for you to go deeper with God. And then I want to close with our prayer for today. Day 12, Jehovah Shalom. We find that on page 189. Dear Jehovah Shalom, your peace is incomparable. There is no peace like yours. Nothing in this world has to offer can soothe my heart and comfort my soul like your presence. I ask that you take my circumstances and difficulties and you exchange them for your divine peace. Thank you for the joy of the Lord in my life. Take the difficult circumstances of my life and turn them into Jehovah Shalom, your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, as you work through the next 24 hours, stay strong. Remember, temptation's going to come, but peace of God will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Have a great day. Stay strong. I'll see you tomorrow morning. God bless.